God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. It's from the gospel lesson. The gospel according to St. Luke at the 4th chapter. I'm going to reread a couple verses, beginning at verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning, as we reflect upon our life, living as God's redeemed children in Christ, as we look at our life. This morning, we're going to be talking about captivity. Captivity, being captive, which is not a very good thing. But I want you to think about being captive. I want you to think about adults. I want you to think back in your life and when you were kids, what you did, what you played with. You played hide and seek. You played capture the flag, maybe. Some of those other things that you were captive of. Or maybe some board games, like, you know, backgammon or spades, hearts, things like that, and that really captivated your life, but you lost some pieces, or you were captured. I want you to think about being in captivity and being that person that you really are, that your life was held in captivity. Now, in the 1520s, just southeast of France, there was a tiny island. And on that tiny island is this Chateau d'If. And that chateau was, they had three towers. And it was huge. But it was set on this island that if you looked over the window, all you would see was a sheer face of rock. For a few years, it was a military station, but then it became a prison, and people were held in captivity. There was no escape. I want you to think about that for a minute. No escape at all. Even in the Old Testament time, there were times of captivity. When the Israelite people were in Egypt, for instance, they were captive of the Pharaohs. And then there was also the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. He took the people of Israel into bondage, into captivity, and they were oppressed and not free. But I want you to think about what really captives, or what really makes us captive. I want you to think about something. It's a small little word. Three letters. And that small little word is?
Sin.
That grabs hold of our hearts and our lives. Makes us captive. Satan really loves it. Satan loves that the children of God are full of sin, because he knows that he can grab hold of the hearts and lives of many people in our society because of that one word of sin. Sin causes many things to happen in lives. And think about it. When sin happens, we are desperate for rescue. We want to be taken out of that kind of life, because we're made captive. And we know about that Satan, that devil that comes into our life. We joke about it. We say, the devil made me do it. Yeah, it's got some realistic claims to it. Satan really likes to tug at our heartstrings. Satan really likes to know that we're pushing God away. Now think about this time that we're in right now. It's the coronavirus. I really have to think about that corona. You know, sometimes I mispronounce it. But the coronavirus is starting to make us do stupid things. We were at Hy-Vee the other day, Friday, and I like to watch people. And it was amazing how many people were in a panic. There was no toilet paper. Think about that. People are hoarding and hunkering down and taking toilet paper. You know, Satan sitting up there saying, oh, gee, those stupid people. Listen to them. Watch them. They're acting really dumb, panicking over this virus. That's captivating our hearts and our lives. It's reaching us and grabbing us and telling us we're going to be in captivity. You got to self-quarantine yourself for 14 days if you have symptoms or you have a positive test. It is ridiculous. It is grabbing hold of everything that we hold so dear. But this is what Satan likes. And so God says that we need to be delivered. We need to be rescued. So God tells us, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. We're God's children. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. It's really amazing how God works, because God comes down into our life and God comes to us in His Word. He tells us not to fear. He tells us not to panic. He tells us to remain calm. And if we do panic, He sent His Son for us. Jesus says to us, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. See, Jesus wants us to come to Himself. He wants us to really be there. Peter says, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. God cares for each and every one of us. So much so, He sent Jesus to die for us. He sent Jesus to take upon His shoulders all of our sins. The sins of greed and envy. The sins of pride and jealousy. All those sins that we harbor. The sins we know and the sins that we don't know that we have committed. God wants us to throw them onto Jesus, because Jesus came to do away with all those sins. He said from the cross, first word, because of the soldiers and the Jewish leaders, He said, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. God is giving us that forgiveness in Jesus. He's giving us that strength and that power and that love, not to panic, not to be separated from Him and His Word. There's been a lot of churches that have canceled service today. Wrong idea. We should be opening our doors wide for people to come in, to listen to God's Word, that all is right with the world, all is right with us, because God has deemed it so. Because God is in control. I've often said this, that God is not going to allow us to destroy ourselves. He'll send His Son first, because this is His world that He created. He's not going to let mankind destroy it. He's not going to allow mankind to destroy mankind because of viruses, because of panic. He wants us to realize that He is in control. Oh, we're going to change a few things. We're not going to shake hands when we go out, because we just don't want to do those sorts of things. You know, we're not asking you to be separated by 6 feet, you know. Karen showed me a little cartoon of a gentleman that had this hoop over his shoulders and a 6 foot circle around him. Now, we're not asking you to do that. We're asking you to be sensible, to be yourself, but to come to God, because he gives us strength. Even though we're captive or held in captivity, Jesus came to break that captivity apart, to claim us, to say that we are free, that we are free from everything, because we are those children that Christ died for. And God tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son into death, so that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the word that we hang on to. That's the word that tells us we're free. Jesus even says to the disciples who followed him, he says, if you remain in my word, you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We are free. We're free because of Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen.